Censorship during apartheid meant that many South Africans grew up knowing little about Nelson Mandela. Sean Jacobs was one of those denied Mandela's words. As part of our series, This Week's Must Read, Professor Jacobs recommends Mandela's autobiography, Long Walk to Freedom.
It's a book that a lot of people are talking about today, but I want to tell you why it was particularly important for me. I grew up in apartheid South Africa. The state censored everything, and it was hard to get to know our political leaders. I couldn't even see a photo of Mandela until I was in high school in the 80s. We knew bits and pieces about the history of our country, including the struggle against white supremacy. But the only stories in our textbooks were about white settlers and people like Jan Smuts, a famous white prime minister. This didn't teach me anything about my own surroundings. I lived in a township where there was always violence. There were funerals all the time. And I used to go with my dad to his work. He worked as a gardener for a white judge. And I remember coming back and telling my mother about how green it was there compared to our world where things were cramped, drab and wet. So, in the years after apartheid, I had to catch up on my own history and the history of Nelson Mandela. And that meant reading his autobiography, Long Walk to Freedom. It's probably the most accessible book about his life. It charts his regal upbringing, career as a lawyer, his troubled marriages, and then it gets into the story of his time in prison, then his release, and finally his election in 1994 as South Africa's first democratically chosen president. It's an incredible story. But even more revealing is the book's sequel. Conversations with Myself is less triumphant and more introspective. It includes this passage, which I think captures Mandela, who always insisted that he was part of a larger struggle and a movement. One issue that deeply worried me in prison, he writes, was the false image that I unwittingly projected to the outside world of being regarded as a saint. I never was one, even on the basis of an earthly definition of a saint as a sinner who keeps on trying.
That was Sean Jacobs, professor at the New School in New York and founder of the blog Africa is a Country.